Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And fellow foodies, welcome to another delicious hour of radio. In fact, it's the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on AM 790 KNSD. It's Matt Russell coming to you once live again on this gorgeous and quite reflective Memorial Day weekend. And while we raise our glass in tribute to all of those who gave their lives defending the freedoms that we now enjoy today, Memorial Day is about memories. It's about cherishing great memories, memories of those you love, memories of the great times that you've spent. And when you think about the place that we're broadcasting from right now, I think it has some of the greatest culinary and cocktail memories that I've ever experienced. Yes, that's right. We're broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious Omni Tucson National Resort. A happy hour kicks off in a little bit less than an hour, and Andre Bravo is going to be talking to us all about that. Now look, at the lines are lighting up already at the studio by the mere mention of the name Andrea Bravo. But anyway, she's going to be joining us talking about some great cocktails that are on special for happy hour. We're going to be talking with Chef Jonathan Stutzman, the executive chef over all things culinary at the Omni Tucson National. And we're going to be talking about this kid who has been here since October, Chef John Hone, the chef here at Bob's, who is one of a few chefs in town who are battling it out for one of two coveted spots on the stage at Kitchen Stadium for the Iron Chef Tucson event. So this is an action-packed, delicious culinary cocktail experience that we have packaged up for you here at this live broadcast from Bob's Steak and Chop House. Well, as we survey the landscape of celebrity co-hosts, you know, from time to time, we like to check in with this guy because he has his finger on the pulse of everything going on in Tucson, not only under the sun, under the moon, and everything in between. From Tucson Night Out, the Honorable Jerry Heinze is back with us. What's going on, Jerry?
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, you're one of the hardest guys to keep up with in town. I mean, where's Jerry?
What do you mean? I'm on social networks all over the place. So you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on Google Plus. I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. You know,
I can't hide.
It's like a Jerry Heinze surround sound experience.
Oh.
So Tucson Night Out. Now, how long have you run this this great multimedia destination for planning the perfect night out in town?
We are in our 50 year.
I can't believe that.
I can't either.
I remember when you came on our show for the first time
yep.
to talk about Tucson Night Out. We were broadcasting live from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine.
Wow.
Over on the over in the foothills. But anyway, 5 years later, you've built up this gargantuan community online.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope so. We're excited about it. You know, it's something we've done. Telling Tucson about what's going on around town, where to go to eat, where to go to drink, where to live music, you know, entertainment, festivals, events, you name it. We got it. It's on it.
And it's not just night out, because I eat and drink during the day, too.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so I'm looking at the sun sort of cascading its rays over the glorious golf course over here at the Omni, and I'm staring down three cocktails. That's how I roll, Jerry.
That's right.
So Tucson Night Out, a place to go for planning the day or the night out, and you've got live music, you've got restaurants, you've got all entertainment. It really is one-stop shopping.
It is one. Yeah, absolutely. So if it's you're just looking, it's that kind of, you're looking for something to do. Tucson Night Out is your place to go to find something to do.
TucsonNightOut.com, Tucson Night Out Facebook, Tucson Night Out Twitter, Tucson Night Out. I bet you're on Pinterest too, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Well, maybe you can show me what Pinterest is. I don't even have a clue. But anyway, here we are, Memorial Day weekend,
yes,
Jerry.
Yes.
And, you know, people are starting to think about, you know, it's still Saturday. They've got Saturday night. They've got Sunday. They've got Sunday night. They got Monday. They got Monday night. And even beyond, really, how would you sort of recommend our listeners to begin planning out their Memorial Day weekend in style?
Well, I've got one that's a little kind of different than probably you would not think about as far as something to do on Memorial Day weekend. And tomorrow, Old Chicago Bar is having a kickoff the summer event. Chicago Bar.
That is the iconic Windy City establishment there, Speedway, just a little west of Wilmot, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since, any guess? How long?
Oh, good question. Chicago Bar, I remember going there in college, so that's going, that's going way back when I had hair. So I got to say 30 years. 30 years.
1974.
Oh, my goodness.
1974, Chicago Bar opened.
Shall we go around the table and just reveal how old we were in 1974, or do you want to skip that part?
Let's skip that part.
I'm electing to skip.
Because I know I'm going to win that contest. Or lose it, whichever way you want to
They have been rocking there on Speedway since 1974.
They have been.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. A very nice lady, name of Jennifer Lorraine, bought the place in 2010. Mm. Is doing a very good job with it, booking some great acts. You know, she's got a lot of Neon Prophet. Everybody knows Neon Prophet if you've been in town any time at all.
And now the current band members of Neon Prophet are the grandkids of the original Neon Prophet, and they kept it going.
They've been around since 1989.
Yeah, crazy.
1989. Yeah, yeah. Can you believe that?
That was my college days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So Chicago Bar for Memorial Day.
So on Sunday from 2 to 8, they're doing this kickoff event. They're going to have music, live music, all afternoon from 2 to 8. It's open to all ages, so it's not just – it's going to be a family thing. They're doing face painting.
Wow.
They're going to just have a lot of fun activities and stuff to do. So if you want to do something different for some live music, go to Chicago Bar on Sunday.
Take my kids to the Chicago Bar. I never thought I'd say that, Jerry.
Exactly.
I love it.
Totally unique.
Awesome. So Chicago Bar on Sunday. What else is going on this weekend?
Well, I didn't go about this weekend, but I want to talk about – the future. You know, a lot of people, you know, there's so many great festivals and events and things to do in Tucson. And, you know, they're big in the spring and they're big in the fall. You think summer comes, things are kind of die down. It gets a little warm outside.
Right.
But I know there's a big one coming up that you're going to that you love.
Okay, tell me. June 7th.
Something to do with bacon?
Yes, that I will be pledging my allegiance to pork, Jerry Heinze.
The word's bacon. I mean, just say the word's bacon. You can smell it. You can taste it without even being near it. But it's, yeah, Bacon Fest, June 7th, Keno Stadium, 5 to 10 p.m. That is going to be a fabulous event.
They're going to have 40 restaurants. Each of the restaurants there are going to be bringing out samples of something that must incorporate bacon, either jowl, Canadian, pork belly, the classic American strip. Even bacon beverages are going to be on hand there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be broadcasting this show live from the Bacon Fest about an hour before the gates open. I can smell it now, just like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets are still available, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
ArizonaBaconFest.net, I think.
I think so, yes.
And once you get in, everything is included. You get a little tasting vessel.
Yes.
To take your tour around 30 beers that are going to be there.
Oh, yeah. They've got craft beers. They've got imports. They've got domestic. Plenty of beer. You can find plenty of beer.
Arizona Bacon Fest. Yes, please.
Yes.
A collective oink will rock Keno Stadium on June the 7th, indeed. What else you got up your sleeve?
So, the 14th of June, the next Saturday, is Splash. Have you ever heard of Splash?
No.
Anything about Splash?
No.
Put on by SACA. You familiar with SACA? Southern Arizona
Arts and Cultural Alliance.
Why can't they get a shorter name? I don't know.
Great people.
Yes, great people. Long name. Splash. So Splash is fun. Splash is fashion. It's art, live art, food, music, cocktails. It's a fun event. It's $25 per person at La Encantada.
Great.
It's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Come and enjoy the night. It's cool. They do live art. I mean, there's artists there that are creating art. Yeah. Last year, someone took a dress, like a white dress, long dress, and they created art on the dress.
And they had
a model wearing the dress walking around that evening. Very cool.
So you have a couple cocktails, and the art just comes to life.
Very good. I didn't think about that.
We got 30 seconds before we take a commercial break. What's next?
21st. Brew at the zoo.
June 21st.
June 21st.
At the Reed Park Zoo.
At Reed Park Zoo.
Beers.
Beers. Beers. Beers galore. A little bit of food, live music, oldies bands. It's a great night. I was there last year. It was a great, great, great night to go.
That's great. And that's on June 21st.
June 21st.
At the Reed Park Zoo. June 14th, Splash at La Encantada. June 7th, Arizona Bacon Fest at Keno Memorial Stadium. Coming out of the lips of the man in the know himself, Jerry Heinze. All of the information about these events, I'm sure, can be found at TucsonNightOut.com. Tucson Night Out Facebook.
You're so smart.
Everywhere. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. Then when we come back, be still my heart, Jerry Heinze. She's here. She sat down.
Right next to
she
me.
She welcomed me with open arms. Andrea Bravo is going to be joining us.
Along
with Chef Jonathan Stutzman, talking about some super fun things going on here on the property all summer long. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Harrell here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Ruffel.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious and spectacular and quite majestic Omni Tucson National Resort. We are having a great time laughing it up here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Tucson Night Out. Jerry Heinze, have already begun libating, I see.
Oh, yes, I just... Too tempting to just sit there and look at it. Too tempting.
Well, speaking of tempting, you know, the segues, you just can't write these. They happen, you know, and here she is. She's blushing. She's the actual shade of the cocktail before which she is now sitting. The manager here at Bob's Steak and Chop House, the beautiful Andrea Bravo.
Hi, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, enough, Russell. That's just enough. It's always nice to see you here.
Yes, you as well.
We're going to be talking with your colleague here, Jeff Chef Jonathan Stutzman, about kind of a new summer menu coming out. But you brought
Absolutely.
Some cocktails
yes, I did.
For us. And what better time to celebrate the cocktails than 45 minutes before
45
your happy hour kicks
now.
Off.
Exactly.
What's going on at Bob's for happy hour?
Well, from 5 to 7, Tuesday through Saturday, we have happy hour in our bar area, specialty cocktails we think up, which is two of which you have in front of you here off of our happy hour menu, a big sexy pour of red or white wine, $6. Can't beat that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Lots of appetizer specials and all kinds of good stuff. Good company.
A sexy pour. Now, I've
sexy
seen,
pour, yes.
I've seen you reveal that particular pour.
Yes.
And it is sexy as sexy all.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's so sexy is because, I mean, there's darn near...
It's a third of a bottle.
It's a third of a bottle of wine in one glass.
Every time.
I mean, every time I come here and I have a glass of wine, I feel like I'm on the set of Honey, I Shrunk
yes.
the Kids. I mean, this is a serious
well, we
glass of wine.
We did originate in Texas.
That's right.
Yeah,
and like they say, everything
right,
in Texas is
right.
big. So big, sexy pours, mm-hmm. glorious, creative cocktails. And the times, then again, you said are 5 to 7, Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes,
and
sir.
And may I say bless you for giving us weekenders happy hour specials
Absolutely.
As well. I think it's almost criminal to
Well,
to stop
if we were
happy
open
hour
on
Fridays.
Sundays and Mondays, it would be every day. But I have to happy hour myself.
So these are great happy hour cocktails. We're actually going to do a little tasting a little
yes.
bit in just a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. But we do want to bring on your colleague. Our listeners are certainly big fans of his. He's certainly no stranger to this show. The Honorable Chef Jonathan Stutzman is back with us. Hey, Chef.
How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm staring down these great cocktails, and which tells me that it's you know, it's heating up a little bit. You know, the weather's getting warmer. The cocktails are getting lighter. They're getting a little bit more vibrant. And you've got a great sort of summer menu that you guys have put together to sort of correspond with these great cocktails.
We do. You know, it's great. What we're trying to do is give everyone the opportunity to really come out and enjoy Bob's. You know, the light summer cocktails means you still have room for that big sexy steak to go wrong with the big sexy glass of wine.
I was waiting for that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, not bad. It only took you 30 seconds.
I know. All right. I'm going for records here.
What is a big sexy steak? Define that for us.
It's just a big, beautiful piece of meat. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's just the way the animal is cared for. You know, what it's eating, and we really take pride in how we source the meats that we're using in the restaurant, and it's hard to find anything better.
That's great. Now, you talk about a primetime summer menu. Is this a special menu that you put together for the summer, kind of a prepackaged special as well?
It is. What it is we're going to do three courses. It comes out at $39. You get to come in, and you get a little bit of everything. You get a taste of Bob's. We obviously put some nice filet on there. Prime meat, you know, is our focus point. So we're giving you an opportunity to get that at a very affordable price.
$39 for three courses, and one of the options is a filet?
Absolutely.
There he goes again, Andrea.
I know.
Jeez, $39 bucks, three courses. Walk through the sort of, you know, options for how you want to play it. Do you have the full menu here for those that want to keep it big and bold all summer long?
Absolutely, and there's always add-ons, too. So you can come in and try this three-course option and, you know, jump into the sides. Or we've always got seasonal specialties like morel mushrooms or something in the house that we can play with and whatnot. So it's a great opportunity, and you know, with me, I heard you talking about bacon. We can add bacon to anything.
It'll make
me happy.
You know, my mom always told me never to play with my morels, but I know that I can have a waiver when it comes to Bob's Steak and Chop House. Now, it's not just the action here at Bob's that we just love, because property-wide, Andrea Bravo,
yes.
there's a lot going on,
there's
and
a lot
one
going
of our
on.
Favorite places to come during the summer to get out of the house, for crying out loud, and leave the work to somebody else. And you've got this dive-into-summer program
That's
going
right.
on.
That's right. We're kind of focusing on loving the locals this summer type thing. The The Dive into Summer promotion is you've got all the details in front of you there, but it's really a way for you to do a staycation, stay in Tucson, and enjoy everything that we have to offer.
Yeah, and that is going on right now through the 1st of September for only rooms start at $125
a night,
which alone, Andrea Bravo, is
a bargain. Deal, yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. You come here, you meet with the concierge, you start planning your time
That's
here.
Right.
You get a voucher for $100.
$100 to spend.
Which you can use at any beverage
outlet.
You can even use it here at Bob's.
You can absolutely. I would love for you to use it here at Bob's.
Yes. And sit down with the concierge, plan your time out on one of these great championship golf courses, four-star
spa. Absolutely.
And late checkout, too, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Minimum two nights. So this is something that we're really excited about, diving into summer here at Omni Tucson National. How can people make reservations?
They can go on to omnihotels.com. And that's really the best way. You can always call us directly, but we'll transfer you over to the reservations line. But your best bet and to kind of scavenge over all the deals that we've got going on is to go to omnihotels.com and click the Tucson National.
And find your way to Tucson.
Yes.
And find your way
to
Andrea
Bravo. And then you can look at the Bob's menu.
And you can look at the Bob's menu. And then you can look at Andrea Bravo. And that'll be enough, I promise. No more embarrassing you. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And when we come back, I've shown remarkable restraint, Andrea,
yes, you have.
By not touching these cocktails, and I'm going to begin to touch them
proud of you.
Right on the other side. So anyway, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And thank you, Doctor, and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort, where Andrea Bravo and Chef Jonathan Stutzman have laid out the red carpet for us. And we thank the both of you for your leadership here in the hospitality, in the culinary, and in the cocktail community. You guys set the bar as high as can be set, and our hats are completely off to you. Thanks to the both of you for hosting today.
Happy to
Absolutely.
Have you.
Thank you.
So speaking of happiness, we're talking about happy hour. Talking about great seasonal cocktails.
Yes.
And we're talking about a lady who actually finds the cocktail part of her job the most interesting, the most creative.
Part.
It's
Absolutely.
The most fun part. So take it away, Andrea Bravo. I mean, you've got some ideas here from your happy hour menu,
yes.
And I'm ready to libate.
Okay. So these two here, which, there we go. These are two specialty cocktails that we have on our happy hour menu. The nice pink, same color as my face cocktail that we were talking about earlier. That's cactus juice. And what
juice.
That is a strawberry lemonade with amaretto and vodka. So nice and light, nice and fruity. Goes down really nice on those 99-degree days that we're looking forward to. This other one that we have here is our version of a Kansas City ice water. We call it the monsoon, which is kind of the people pleaser.
Oh, I've been refreshed.
Yes.
Have I actually? I think I just dove into summer.
You did.
I don't know, but I think I just did.
I think it happened.
Cactus juice. Vodka, strawberry lemonade, and amaretto.
Absolutely.
And the amaretto is sort of that almondy flavor with that strawberry.
Right.
Is this great balance. And isn't that what a great cocktail is all
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think I said it last time when we had a great cocktail. I can't remember what it was, but the first thing I thought of was, does it come in a big gulp size? This doesn't, you don't get as much for this cocktail as you do the big pour. This is a big, I mean, it almost looks like a pint for crying out loud. This is a large cocktail.
Well, all of our cocktails come in a Collins glass for a reason. It's because every last one of them is poured as a double.
Oh, that's
every last
yes.
one of them. Happy hour. Jared,
my language.
Did you have a sip of this cactus juice,
I did,
Jared?
I did. That just screams summertime.
I don't know that I've had strawberry and amaretto in the same glass
there
before.
You
that's
go.
What a
oh,
great
yeah.
idea.
I know
okay,
it is.
Summer fun.
Yes.
Monsoon.
The monsoon, yes. So that's going to be vodka, gin, ginger ale, and a half of a lime squeeze.
Vodka and gin. So you got some cleanness of that vodka, the sort of the juniper notes coming out
right.
of that gin.
Exactly.
With
this
some
is
ginger.
Kind of for the crowd that doesn't really appreciate something super duper sweet, which some summery drinks tend to be, but this is really light.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle.
Very subtle. And the and I love gin.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you've done the gin with the gin sort of peeks through. I mean,
exactly.
it's not this
it's
overwhelming,
kind of finishes with the
you know,
gin.
Floral bomb.
Right.
It's just a suggestion of those herbs.
Yes.
This is again. Now, are these your? You get to just play around with cocktail recipes and
yeah.
And just,
I want that job. job.
Right?
So, that's exactly right. Well, you know, she never stopped shaking. She never stopped shaking here at Bob's Bob's Shake and Chop House. If Andrea's on the clock. But anyway, Cactus Juice, Monsoon, two beautifully refreshing cocktails as we get into these summer months now. What's happening here?
This beautiful martini you have in front of you here is actually it's one of our classic cocktails off of the Bob's menu. It's called our Convertible. And what I was saying when we were on break here is that it's kind of like the pina colada without the calories. Not to say that there's not calories in it. It's just not as much.
Okay, so pina colada. So we're talking about some pineapple here. Walk us through what's going on in
this cocktail. That one's going to be Bacardi Coco, which is one of my favorite things in the entire world. Bacardi cocoa, cream de coco, the light cream de cocoa, sweet and sour, and pineapple. Very simple.
And no cow. That's amazing.
I did not say that.
She did not say that. But it's again, it's refreshing. It's not sort of this thick blended sort of thing. I mean, it's a real classic cocktail in a real martini glass. And the coconut is great. Now, let me say, people might think, oh, coconut, too sweet. This is just, again, it's just a little suggestion of sweetness.
And that sweet and sour kind of cuts through that popsicle-y type flavor of it, I think.
Just beautiful. Now, did you have a chance to try this cocktail?
Absolutely.
You a coconut guy, Jerry Heinze?
I've just become a coconut guy in the last I have been the last year or so, but this is why.
Yeah.
This is why, because I didn't really know what I was missing all this time. Now I know.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about sitting out on that patio of yours, you know, firing up some of these cocktails.
There you go.
Going to that summer menu, having that big sexy beef. Might even fire up a cigar when I'm
done. Do it, yep.
And look at this gorgeous view that you have here. I mean, how can it get any better than this, Jerry Heinze?
It can.
This is a package.
It's pretty.
It's a family show, Jerry. Watch it. Anyway, it really is. It's all the great things that we love, all sort of packaged together.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of ambiance that we love in a restaurant. It's the sort of service. And service always, we're going to be talking to John Hone about sort of the food side of things here at Bob's.
Sure.
But service is such a spectacular experience
Something
here.
That we're definitely proud of.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
And, you know, and every table has a name, has a story, has a local celebrity that sits in it. My friend Doris Chapman actually says she will not sit at any other table other
table
than table
51.
52.
Or either one. Switched it up. She switched it up this last time. It was 51.
There must have been somebody sitting at 52.
I don't know.
I'm glad it wasn't me because it would come to blows knowing Doris Chapman. But anyway, we've got this great cactus juice cocktail, Monsoon cocktail, on this new happy hour menu, shaken with love by the very hands of Andrea Bravo. And then this is the Convertible.
The Convertible.
The cocktail right here, again, on the classic cocktail menu here at Bob's. And if you're a classicist and you want to go straight old-fashioned, straight Manhattan,
then
straight
sidecar. Then
we could be
really good friends because you know me and my small batch bourbons.
Oh, I remember. Oh, I remember. I remember the small batch conversation very
small
well.
Small batch bourbons. Yeah. A lot of top shelf scotch available, single malts, blended, whatever you're looking for.
I love it. Well, we're going to continue the conversation on the other side of the break when we wrap up a Fox News break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, there's a guy here who is really taking the city by storm because he is ramping up to compete for one of two coveted spots at the Iron Chef Tucson event. I think he thinks he has what it takes. We'll find out. We'll ask him the hard questions right here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House on the glorious grounds of the Omni Tucson National Resort. Fellow foodies, happy hour begins in just 25 minutes. And we also want to remind you, if you come in here to Bob's, whether it's for happy hour or for dinner, all you have to do is say, I heard this radio show, and you are going to get a complimentary, and that means free in my book, Jerry Heinze.
That's what I thought I heard.
A complimentary appetizer. What a great gift. What a great promotion from our friends here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. So come and enjoy all the goods that we've talked about all hour long. And we are not showing any signs of stopping. I'm here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Tucson Night Out, Jerry Heinze. Now, Jerry.
Oh, man.
What do you say?
Oh, man. I hate this job.
This is why this needs to be a television show, because fellow foodies, we have before us a host, a cornucopia, if you will, of culinary treats that Chef John Hone and his team have put together for us to taste. We're going to taste what a prospective Iron Chef thinks is a great culinary experience, and what a great segue here, because here he is, fellow foodies, the man of the hour, the man who is working very hard to earn a spot on the stage of Kitchen Stadium at the Iron Chef Tucson event. Chef John Hone is in the house.
Thank you so much.
Chef.
I'm so excited to be on the Menu Live.
Oh, are you really?
I'm super.
Now I'm blushing.
Look at those red cheeks.
But anyway, congratulations for ascending to the pinnacle of chefdom here as the chef at Bob's Steak and Chop House. We're going to talk a little bit about Iron Chef a little bit later on the show, but this is your first time on this show. You know, Stutzman, he's an old hat. You know, he's been doing this for a long time, but this is your first, this is your debut. Let's get to know Chef John Hone a little bit. So you're a Tucson kid.
I am. I graduated in 99, a little bit before Mrs. Bravo, GM here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. So a few years ahead of her. I don't know, wisdom-wise, she might be a little bit ahead of me. But
no, listen to him. So where'd you go to high school? Let's call it out.
Flowing Wells High School.
Flowing Wells, I guess it's the Caballeros.
Well, yes, sir. Welcome to the Mustangs.
So the Caballeros, and you actually were part of the culinary program there at Flowing Wells, weren't you?
I was. You know, I started off, they had their first year culinary program. After about 6 months, the teacher asked me to be the student aide. So I went into her second year program, and I started assisting her with the first-year program.
Wonderful. So as a teenager, Chef John, your love and your passion for the culinary arts really were manifest. And then where do you go from Flowing Wells? I mean, there's a gap between Flowing Wells High School student and chef at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Talk a little bit about your journey getting here.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, I was working in restaurants at that time. So when I was 15, my parents told me I had to get out and get a job. I couldn't go into a car wash or anything like that, so I had to go start washing dishes and start helping the chef prep some food.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, my goal was to be at the tack room.
Remember
great. That?
Remember, I had my wedding rehearsal dinner there on May the 17th, 1991. Wow. It was an historic moment. Yeah, the tack room, one of the great iconic places here in town.
It's amazing. It was one of the only five-star, five-diamond restaurants in Arizona, not affiliated with a hotel. And amazingly enough, I was a prep cook for some of the cooks. And interestingly enough, one of those cooks was Micaiah Beard, one of the Iron Chef champions.
You're kidding! All the way back at the tack room?
Yes, sir.
Former Iron Chef.
Yep.
From Bob's Steak and Chop House.
I think that's where the vision started. You know, it started burning right there. So I went to the tack room, learned under some amazing chefs, did a quick stint at Hacienda.
Great place.
And then went my way over to Lowe's Ventana and spent 13 years there.
13 years at Lowe's. Wow. And sure. So you were working there on property in the Flying V, you know, the whole host of restaurants over there?
I started working in the Cannon Cafe restaurant.
Cannon Cafe.
Doing an omelet station and working the poolside bar and grill. And then they asked me to be a sous chef in Garmager, which was their banquet department.
Absolutely, yep.
Under Philippe Troche and World Master Chef Mark Erler, one of the only chefs to have 2 5-star, 5-diamond restaurants not affiliated with a hotel. And so he really mentored me and kind of drew me into the art of it, into the science of it, to the management of it, everything that exists.
Well, you've worked alongside some of the iconic chefs, really, not only in Tucson, but in the Western United States.
They're some amazing. People tell me, why don't I get out of Arizona and go to them? And I said, they're going to come to me in 2 years. Why would I leave?
I like it. I think he has the goods, Jerry.
I think
Jerry.
He's got it figured out, yes.
So at what moment was the time, was it the stars aligned, and then you got the call? Chef John Hone, it's time to come up to the Omni. We're ready for you.
Chef Jonathan gave me a call, and I said, there is no way I can miss out on having Sundays and Mondays off. it's not possible.
You know, they really are about care, aren't they? They really care about you.
That's it. That's exactly what's meant, you know, brainwashed into you, that this place cares about you. We care about employees. We care about the members. We care about our Tucson guests. We care about our food. We care about everything. And it just shows in everything we do.
And really, and we'll talk about the dishes in here in a few minutes, but the plating of these dishes, again, it is as important for us that something looks good and tastes good, and your environment. I mean, it's all this sort of multidimensional experience that we expect, and you guys deliver in such tall order because it's done so thoughtfully here. And when you're talking about prime beef at the epicenter of the experience, it does not get any better than that.
It does not.
Prime is where it is, man.
It's amazing. Like, you know, it's only 2% of beef is in the world is prime beef, and we're that 2% right here. You know, one of the interesting things in working Garmager in banquets for 7 years, doing part as a 15 – and amazing stuff. That's where I really honed the craft of making everything look amazing. Because they, as they say, you eat with your eyes first, and so that's where
exactly.
I had to learn it. And then, obviously, when you have the best quality food, you don't have to worry about the food. It worries about itself.
Exactly.
Now all I have to worry about is the presentation.
Beautiful. You know, you said hone the craft, and I just have to – I mean, that's just brilliant. He hones the craft because he's John Hone.
I'm on it.
He's on it. Anyway, there's something happening here in Tucson where all of these guys that think they know the way around a kitchen think they have what it takes to become the next – Iron Chef Tucson, and because you have a lot of fans out there, Chef, you are one of the – how many there is there? Are there a dozen?
There's 16 chefs trying to compete for two spots to take the title of Iron Chef Tucson.
And because Ryan Clark, the reigning Iron Chef, because there's term limits now because he's won it the last 3 years. So these are going to be two challengers going up against each other live on stage. So Iron Chef, I mean, are you intimidated by this process, Chef?
Not at all. You know, two of the chefs that are in it, I've worked either with or for. I've worked for two of the champions. I know what they have. I know what they had that it took to win, and I know some of the people who are trying to go out for it. I know what they have. I've been to some of the restaurants of the people who I haven't worked with. I know what they have. I know what I have, and I know that what I have is going to take us to the top. All I need is the vote. I just need the vote.
That's what needs to happen. The vote is the key because it's people's choice. Whoever has the top two votes, those guys,
there's one girl.
One girl.
One lady.
One lady. They're going to go up against each other. Now, I was privileged to serve as a judge for two Iron Chefs 3 or 4 years ago, and I know what an intense experience that is. I mean, an hour sounds like a long time, but when you've got to create and plate a multi-course meal with a secret ingredient that is only revealed minutes before, an hour goes by within a snap. What is your plan to operate under such pressure, Chef John Ho?
This Red Bull right here, maybe a Stella. But, you know, working in this industry for 19 years, seeing thousands and thousands of products, you know, I can manipulate anything into something, you know, whatever we have, I will make something happen with it. Hundreds of different menus I've worked with. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've traveled the world and ate tons of food. So I think I can take whatever they have and make it in 1 hour the most four amazing dishes anyone's ever seen.
I love it. So how can people vote? And we're going to be talking about this another couple times before the end of the show. But if you like what you hear, if you think this guy from Flowing Wells, local boy done good, if you think he has what it takes to go up against, one of the great other great chefs here in Southern Arizona, how can they learn more about you, get a sense of your bio and your experience, and more importantly, how can they actually cast their vote?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. If you go to ironcheftucson.com and go to the voting, up will come the 16 chefs, and you just pick on my name, my beautiful face, as you can see on this radio program. Hit the button, culinary background, and you'll see my background on the bottom right. You'll see a check that says check and vote. Or you can just Google Iron Chef Tucson, John Hone, H-O-H-N, and it'll go right to the link.
Right to the link.
Where you really should go.
You want to go to the link. You want to read about Chef John, and if you like what you see, it's just as simple. It's a click, right?
Just a click.
You don't have to fill out, fields, zip codes and all the other marketing stuff. You just vote right there.
Just put in your name, your email address. Only one vote per email address, but that's all you have to do.
Oh, our listeners are very compliant with that. So there's no monkey business with our listeners. John Hone, a contestant for Iron Chef Tucson, ironcheftucson.com. Get all the information. He is asking you for your vote, fellow foodies.
Please, can I have your vote?
Please, can he have your vote? Now, the secret ingredient is revealed just minutes before the competition starts. Have you given any thought to what you really hope the mystery secret ingredient is going to be? And on the same side of things, what you really hope they don't reveal before you go to work.
Please, no one get any ideas. But I would love to see some prime beef. Maybe we can even sponsor some of the prime beef here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. But I do not want to see chocolate.
You don't want to see chocolate.
That,
right?
That might be a little.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I mean, I can understand that, chocolate is a versatile sort of flavor, and you can incorporate it in everything, beverages all the way down. But, yeah, let's be a little bit more creative than chocolate.
But if they throw chocolate at me, I'll hit a home run.
Home run. Now, and I love the fact that when I watch the chefs, when they reveal the secret ingredient, it's from right away. It's like a dance. It's like a symphony. Because the chef gathers his sous around and they talk and it's like the huddle, the football huddle. And they're doing the plays. Okay, and you're gonna do this and you're gonna do this and we're gonna make our four courses. You have like 5 minutes to do that, and then the show manifests, and it's like the chefs don't even open their mouths. It's just everybody knows the chef when he winks or when he nudges or when he looks. You know your team so well. It's like this dance. So you're ready for this, Chef John.
I'm totally ready. You know, we've been training. I've been running laps around this hotel every morning at 5 a.m. Sometimes I'll take a dip in the pool if it's not too cold, but we are totally ready. I have some tricks up my sleeve, that's for sure.
Very cool. Well, IronChefTucson.com is the website address. Go there, check out John. If you like what you see, give him a vote because this is going to be very exciting to see how it ends. All the voting ends on June the 6th, I think.
That is great.
So don't waste your time. Don't put it off. Do it right after the show is over. Take a look. And the top two vote getters are going to be revealed on June the 9th. And that's when it's all going to happen.
Please tell a friend.
What's the date of the event?
June 28th.
June 28th, and I believe this year it's going to be up at the
Westin
La Paloma, right? Which is another great property. We wish you all the best, Chef. IronChefTucson.com. Take a look and cast your vote for John if you think he has what it takes and you've liked his appearance on the show and his subtle sense of humor and his sophisticated dialogue. I think this guy's got it.
I think he's got it. And if people could see this,
yeah,
they would vote.
Well, you know what?
They would vote right
all
now.
Of the pictures of Chef John Hone's treasures, maybe not all of them, but most of John Hone's treasures are actually going to be up on our Facebook page. So you want to take a look right after the show to see what glory he has brought out for us to enjoy. And what better time, Chef John Hone, than right now to talk a little bit about what you brought out for us to try. Now, you brought out enough food here for...
me.
I was going to say DM50. But what have you brought for us to try?
First thing, we have to showcase the signature. This is our baby 12-ounce prime beef filet here at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Baby. He said baby.
That's
no baby, Chef.
With Bob's signature carrot.
Okay, so
some skillet potatoes.
I'm not wasting any time. You said baby. Okay, so this is what, the...
12-ounce.
This is a 12-ounce filet.
Center cut tenderloin.
My kind of baby.
Okay, look at that.
Oh.
You know,
I don't even know if you need that knife.
I was just going to say, I mean, I look like a beginner for crying out loud. Who's the guy with the knife at Bob's? Tell him the show's over. Beautifully rich. You've absolutely
done
that color. Beautiful turn.
Look at that color.
You do not want to do anything but what I'm doing right now. It's just a glorious cut of beef. This is prime beef. What is it about prime that you say 2% of beef? What makes it such a great experience on the palate?
That marbling and the care from the animal is what does it. So all that marbling makes it so juicy. And then all we do is we cook it in our 600-degree broiler. Mm. We take it out, rest it, and we sear it with a little bit of butter, salt, and pepper. For 45 seconds, and then we present it to you.
It's an art and a science, Jerry.
Well, that's cooking.
I mean, it's pillowy. I mean, it's just the perfect consistency. It's almost candy-like because it begins to melt away in your mouth. That's got to be from the rendering. The high heat production process really renders this crust around the outside of that cut, but it's beautifully sort of rare, mid-rare, right inside, which is exactly what you want. That is just beautiful.
It's Jerry. An amazing thing.
Skillet potatoes, Jerry.
Go ahead.
So those are our potatoes that we've sliced and deep fried, and we put a little bit of signature Bob's gravy with some caramelized onion, a little bit of parsley. Enjoy.
This is the bad part about radio. People cannot see what's going on. They cannot
and we're live, and when I have food in my mouth, someone's got to talk for
I'm talking, I'm talking, I'm talking.
We have three other options of beef right in front of you.
Okay.
We are not going to call this a poutine. We are going to call this steak fries.
Steak fries.
There you go.
So we have our Bob's signature potato. We've turned into french fries. We have some prime beef tenderloin. Same thing with the gravy and the onions. A little bit of cheese curd.
Mm.
And there you have it.
Cheese curd. Just like a poutine, but we're not going to call it a poutine.
Can't do that. It's steak fries. This is a steakhouse with
steakhouse.
Mmm. Again, crispy on the outside, tender on the inside. Are you double frying these? Are you doing these Bavarian style?
We're actually baking them, cooling them, cutting them, and frying them.
That's the secret. He gave it away.
Yeah.
They bake the fries, cool them, and then fry them. That's how you get that beautiful crust on the outside, and inside it's just it melts away.
Iron Chef, coming up. We have a beef Wellington right here. We have about a 1 ounce portion of beef. With a little bit of mushroom duxelle and some pup pastry baked off. And on top of that, we have signature Bob's Cajun spice.
Look at that.
With a little bit of hollandaise.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Okay, now what's protocol? I don't want to do anything that would...
I would say do a little dip.
Right, just right in with my hands.
Yes, sir.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want. All right, right in there. Beautiful color. Puff pastry is just flaky. It's just buttery. You can feel it right before you even bring it in. Here it goes.
And then we still have that beef, nice and rare. And
oh, yeah.
That's the key. You know, a lot of times you have Wellington and the beef is chopped up and it's well done. This still sticks to the medium rare.
It's like the surprise, because you're not expecting to get that legitimate beef experience inside this beautiful puff pastry. It almost sort of seemed like you need a magnifying glass to find the filling. This just says right away there's beef in them pockets. I love that. All right, so we're going to go to a commercial break before we attempt to break down that salad. And, you know, my wife always tells me to eat healthy. I am, honey. I'm eating a salad here at Bob's. We'll leave out the part about the puff pastry. But anyway, we have an entire audience, John Hone, that wants to know what it takes to come in here and experience Bob's Steak and Chop House for themselves every week at about this time. We read a trivia question, and we invite all of our listeners to call in and see if they can guess the right answer. And if you are the first person in with the right answer, you're going to be a guest of Chef John Hone right here at Bob's Steak and Chop House for an amazing culinary experience. If you have won in the last 30 days, we ask you to sort of pass and let someone else try to win, because, you know, it's all about fairness and it's all about spreading the love here at Bob's. So what would be a fun question to ask our listeners this week, Chef?
You know, last night someone had a 12-ounce prime filet and they ordered it Pittsburgh style. What does Pittsburgh style or black and blue style steak mean?
Oh, great question. Okay, so we've heard of a steak preparation called Pittsburgh style. You know, you have a great chef in the house when he knows or she knows what that means. And you said black and blue, right? Seared on the outside, rare on the middle. We want to know, what does that mean?
Where did the term come from? How did it originate?
Where did the term Pittsburgh style come in the culinary art of preparing steak? If you think you know the answer, give us a call right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. Good luck. We're going to take a quick break, and we will come back shortly.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious Omni Tucson National Resort, where happy hour starts in just in 5 minutes and 48 seconds. Happy hour is going to be underway here at Bob's. And friends, you want to come in here and enjoy the spectacular array of all the wonderful flavors that Chef John Hone has put before us. This wonderful seared crusted filet with the Bob's skillet potatoes. We've got this great steak fries with some cheese curds, some wonderful beef Wellington with a hollandaise dipping sauce with real beef inside. We're going to get to that salad in just a couple of minutes. But all of the lines are full, Chef John Hone, here at On the Menu Live. We've got people on the line that think they know the answer and they really want to come in to win a gift certificate for Bob's. We're going to go right to line one and say hi to Ron. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, fine, thank you.
Okay, so we want to know, where did the term Pittsburgh style come from when we're talking about kicking out a great steak?
Oh, the old football field of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The old football field at a Pittsburgh Steelers game, he says, Chef.
I would have to say it was not there.
Oh, Ron.
Thank you.
Sorry. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Ken. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. Hope you all are
okay, well. Okay, we're doing great. Hey, we're having cocktails and prime beef. I bet you're not. Sorry.
Well,
anyway, we'd love to see you up in here at Bob's. But anyway, where did the Pittsburgh style come from?
Hey, is that where they put blue cheese on the steak?
Where they put blue cheese on the steak, Chef.
I'm so sorry, but you can come up here and we'll make that for you. But
oh,
that is not a
very good,
style.
Ken. Anyway, thanks so much for listening and thanks for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. What does the term Pittsburgh style, where did that come from? We know we love it's black and blue. We know that, how it's prepared, but how did they get the name Pittsburgh style? Where did it come from? We're going to go to line three and say hi to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hello.
Okay, Nick, what's
Hello.
The answer?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. So what is this Pittsburgh style all about?
That's the type of steak that they used to put out in Pennsylvania.
The type of steak that they used to put out in Pennsylvania.
The steak sandwich.
The steak sandwich, he says.
I'm sure someone put it into a sandwich. However, we're looking for a different answer.
Oh, so sorry, Nick. Anyway, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. It's up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. And I can't read my own writing. Line four, is that George City? Okay, George,
yes.
What's the answer?
It comes from a hot skillet. It's charcoal on the outside, real rare on the inside. And where it come from, maybe a steel mill.
He says
that
from
is
a steel...
that is exactly it. Someone in a steel mill was working on their lunch break.
They threw it against them.
Way to go, George! You absolutely nailed it. Well, wow, you're very happy about this, sir.
Yeah, everyone will go chow down.
I don't know if I've heard anyone more excited about. You know what? That's what Bob's means. That's what the emotion that they bring out of people. Anyway, George, thank you so much. You are in for a treat, my friend. I don't want you to go away because Cindy back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift certificate to you in the mail. You're going to have a great time.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, George. Wow. George is ready for dinner at Bob's.
He nailed it.
He's probably going to walk in any minute now.
I was going to say, we're pretty booked for tonight, but.
So, black and blue. Just crusted on the outside, blue rare on the middle, and they do it. He nailed it from the old steel mill period in Pittsburgh.
That was awesome.
Just absolutely beautiful. So your let's talk a little bit about your hours of operation. For people that want to come into Bob's, you know you got a full house here tonight. Yeah, you might squeeze in one or two sitting here. But anyway, what are your hours of operation here at Bob's?
Tuesday through Thursday, we're here from 5 to 9. And then on Friday, Saturday, we're here from 5 to 10.
Okay, and reservations are always a good idea because this is Bob's for crying out loud.
Please do.
A telephone number to call for people that want to make a reservation?
877-2372.
877-2372. He nailed that, didn't he, Andrea? No, he didn't. Okay.
Tell him Matt Russell sent you.
Okay. Anyway, 877-2377, 877-2377. Anyway, we've got just about another minute before we unfortunately have to say goodbye. Prospective Iron Chef John Hone is asking for your vote to be one of two contestants going up against Cleaver to Cleaver against the person who is going to be announced Iron Chef Tucson of 2014. Again, how can people find out more about you, Chef? And more importantly, if they like what they see and they like what they hear, how can they vote for you, sir?
Well, a few things I want to say. Thursday, this coming Thursday on the 29th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Desert Diamond Casino, you can meet the chefs. So you can come there and sample a little bit of our food, but more you can come up to Bob's Steak and Chop House. I will let you use my iPad and let you vote. But please go to ironcheftucson.com. Look up my name, John Hone, H-O-H-N, and please vote for me and tell a friend.
Outstanding. Chef John Hone, it's an honor to have you on the show, and our best congratulations and best of luck to you in your pursuit of what will be royalty in this town. And you know what? I know there's a lot of people out there who are pulling for you, and we're going to be watching with great curiosity the results that are revealed here in just another couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. I wish you were a judge.
Anyway, Jerry Heinze from Tucson Night Out, TucsonNightOut.com for all of your planning, your weekend, your weekday, your weeknight, your week whenever.
Whatever.
That's where it is. Always a pleasure having you on the show, Jerry.
Thank you, Matt. Glad to be here.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up online on our website on themenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Jerry Heinze and Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on
the menu live. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Bob's.